Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. Listeners are invited to call into the show for a reading or with questions and comments. Call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Also, join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. To create a username, register with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, everyone. Oh, I love that intro when I hear that. I love it. Great to connect with all of you here. That intro, of course, from Julie Decker, amazing actress who's now mom and a teacher. She had a wonderful career as an actress and a model, and she, avid Awakenings listener, great writer as well, and she did that for me. Need a new one because I've got a new website, so a new blog. So any of you out there have a nice radio voice and want to do a little quick voiceover for me, let me know. I'm open to it. Okay, welcome guests in the chat. I see Robert. I see Sue. Crystal Bowls Gretna, welcome. Call in number 347-539-5122. Press 1 on your keypad if you want to get on air, if you have a question or a comment, or you want a reading as well. That will get you on air. All right, we have great guests today. Second time around, and gosh, so much to talk about, actually, because to me, this ties into also what's happening in the world as well. So we have with us today Kanta Bosniak, and she's been on before, very prolific writer, and she had, I can't think of the name of the book, but we're going to be talking about Mr. Malicious today, but her other books as well. Was it Positive Triggers, Happy Triggers, which I'm always talking about as a hypnotherapist. You know, it's not just about negative triggers. We have ways of having positive triggers. Anyway, she's a wealth of knowledge and insight. If you want to check her out before she comes on at the second half of the program, you can go to K-A-N-T-A. Bosniak, BOSNIAK.com, and you can find out information on how to get a book. I believe it's on Amazon anyway as well. Yeah, so yes, what else? Oh, yes, how can I forget my wonderful archive listeners? We've got new listeners. I want to say hi to Stephanie and a couple more listeners that we had. Of course, my calendar is wonky, so I can't get to my email. Oh, let's see. This is my iPad. I need to upgrade my computer, so it's running slower. But I did want to say, because I have some really nice feedback. Stephanie, thank you. And also Kim. And I will be getting you that online course. Kim wants to take my online course, the curriculum course, how to develop content and curriculum. So, yeah, lots of few new listeners. Really nice to hear and see. And some new questions. But we've had some, like, burning questions about those of you that live in the state. Well, everybody knows internationally. And I said I would address it on Awakenings, because it's just too much to go into, and I may even do a Facebook Live. I have touched on this, though, in other episodes of the podcast and on in Facebook Live. And by the way, if you really want to know what's going on and why people, and I touch on this with the talk that I did for the Paradigm Shift Conference. It was with Bruce Lipton, Sevan Bomar, who else, the author Andrew Harvey, and a host of other people that I don't remember, because I actually didn't see that. I was in session, except for my one-hour talk, so I didn't get to hear the other speakers, but apparently we were on a similar page. Anyway, I touch on this. You know, one thing we have to remember, hi, Denise. Question, principle is good, an impossible position open up. Do you think I should apply? Yeah, apply. You can always say no. Those of you on the phone, I will be getting to calls. I will be doing readings and talking and answering questions. If you have questions, comments, or feedback. And again, that number is 347-539-5122 if any of you are getting into the airwaves, the ethers of the internet, and you're like, hey, I kind of want to call in. So I had a lot of people emailing me and then clients saying, why is this happening? And even friends of mine, how could this be happening? You know, or people are talking about gun control. And to me, it's so obvious, not even just as a light worker and a spiritualist, but as a therapist and a human being, that all of these things that we have, you know, we always want to, it just never ceases to amaze me. People want to look at the symptoms. Like, people are upset about race or race matters or gender or, you know, women's rights, you know, or what's going on in other countries, the horrible, horrendous crimes against humanity. And those are symptoms. Those are symptoms. And if you look at it, you know, heinous crimes, mass murder, any murder, anything, it's coming from wounding. They're very, very wounded individuals. And not excusing them, but I'm just trying to say this is where it's coming from. And until we start handling our emotional body and the shadow material, we have generations of this going on. There's ancestral, there's generational transmissions of it. Crystal Bowles is saying, need to take a step back, observe what is going on, and don't get caught up in the energy of this stuff. I don't agree. I think we do. I think because what's happening is, and a lot of, I hate to say it, light workers and people that are supposedly spiritual or do yoga or meditate aren't really part of the solution. If you're not doing your own inner work and you're looking at yourself and you're not clearing your unhealthy patterns, you're not healing your inner child, your woundedness, you're not, no matter how great of stuff you're doing in the world, you're still emotionally polluting. And no, Crystal Bowles, Gretna, what I'm saying is people need, because I think people want to say that it's something outside of them. And I don't say watch it, keep watching. But I think that what happens, and you see it in social media, everybody is like, how could this happen? What is happening? You know, probably because I work with spirit, I work with the soul, but I also work with the mind, you know, as a therapist and as a teacher. So I'm fiercely interested in human nature. I'm fiercely interested in spirituality and growth and consciousness and becoming more awake and aware and, you know, what nurtures. So I've studied a lot. I've trained a lot. I've studied a lot. I read a lot. I watch a lot of movies and TV, but not in the way to always to check out, but to tune in to see what's actually going on. What's spirit's message underneath all this? And what's the human message? What's the human psyche or crisis, you know? And I watch, you know, a lot of documentaries or biographies, you know, just fascinates me, especially people that have turned their, you know, world around. And, you know, in fact, the other day, and I'm going to post something on it, I happened to be channel switching and saw, and see, Rachel Maddow was on MSNBC, I think it's called. And there's a flag, and then there's the word synchronicity. And I'm like, okay, there's spirit. You don't see. So the same, we're in that converging flow, just as much as there's the heinous and the horrible happening, and you're seeing, you know, what happens when people are so wounded, they become disordered. They have personality disorders, borderline personality disorder, histrionic, narcissistic tendencies. You know, we all need to be a little bit narcissistic. There's a healthy level of narcissism, but then there's a spectrum, just like on autism or Asperger's, you know, there's a spectrum when there's the malignant narcissist. and borderline or borderline personality expressing as a malignant narcissist, which is what we have in the White House right now. But all these people, this has been a culture of this. And that's why I say, if you look first from an humanistic angle, you know, and then I always go into the spiritual and the metaphysical as well. But for those of you that are emailing me, you know, or in our sessions or asking, or my dear friends texting me, you know, and I'm seeing it on social media and I'm getting the personal messages, what's happening to our world? A couple things I would say is the same intense energy that all of you are feeling, all the light workers, the people that are trying to, you know, work on themselves, work on their emotional issues. That same energy, that intensity that you're feeling as astrologers, and you're looking and go, you know, or those of you who follow astrology and you're like, oh my God, look at these aspects. This explains all this. The other people that are acting out in these horrible ways are feeling the same energy, but they don't have the outlet. They don't have the clarity. They don't know what's going on. And even when you do have the clarity and know what's going on, it can be very stressful, you know, but you have a sense of purpose. People that do mass murder or kill or harm, they don't have a sense of purpose. There's no purpose. You know, they're very wounded. They're very angry. But underneath the anger is a lot of sadness, depression, apathy, terror, fear. A few months ago, I was watching, and I've seen a couple interviews with, and I don't remember their names. Next time I'm going to write things down, because I always like to share what I do, what I watch or see, and I can never remember. I remember the content, but the names escape me. One of them was a gentleman, and he's on the bestseller list, so you could Google this. He was a jihadist. He was a terrorist. Muslim terrorist, Islamic terrorist. And he talks about in his book, because he got reformed, and he said that all of the terrorists that he met, you know, and he was over there, where whatever country, you know, training and studying to be one, they're all wounded. He said they're all angry, scared, hurt, and then they find somebody to pick on. You know, and they all also had abuse in the background. Okay, so then a few months ago, and I've seen him interviewed a few times on different, you know, outlets, media outlets. And then I was watching, and again, I don't remember his name, but you can Google it. This guy was actually a neo-Nazi KKK person. He went to prison. Fascinating guy, married now, kids, doing great work in the world. Again, book on the bestseller list, New York bestseller list, Amazon bestseller, so you can Google, look him up. He went to prison. He didn't hang out with his neo-Nazi friends or KKK people. For some reason, there was some dispute. He didn't get along with them. He got along with the black people, the African-American guys, and they played basketball and they worked out. And he learned to let go of his racism. And he says nobody was born racist. He learned that. Why? Because he was beat up and bullied by his dad. He learned hate there. He hated himself. That's what all of them, every interview I have ever seen from a KKK Nazi, neo-Nazi person, a reformed terrorist, they all say the same thing. They hated themselves. Self Whoa, I guess I shouldn't be talking about this topic. Wow. Anyway, so my point is I'm back, you guys. and some paper, one of my post-its though keeps falling down. So basically what I'm – sound is back on. Yeah. So basically what I'm sharing is that they all said the same thing, that they grew up with abuse. They didn't, because of that, they didn't like themselves. They had self-loathing. One guy, that's what they termed, self-loathing. And they got with others that hated themselves just as much and had self-loathing and were just as insecure. And then they look for people to target or take it out on. So it doesn't matter what the ism is, you know, if it's, you know, racism, genderism, you know, whatever the ism is, it's the other. It's not only the fear of the other projected out, or when people say something's evil, there's something going on within them. It's not spiritual. I mean, you can have religious people that think this way, but not totally, you know, obviously spiritual, connecting to spirit, you know, aligned to the soul. So I share this with you so that when you ask the question how this could happen, you know how it can happen. It happens because of the wounding. Now, what's happening as we're shifting, as we're becoming more wake aware, and all of this is coming up even more now to really look at it and see it in all its ugliness, is to make changes in how we relate. Because change happens individually. It does not happen in a group. It happens with various individuals, and then it kind of catches, right? But it's the individuals that make the group. It's the individuals that make, you know, it's two individuals that make a relationship. You know, it's individuals that make the family. It's individuals that make the community. Individuals that make the society. So the healthier we are as individuals, and the more we can help each other, that's why I'm always saying, you know, do your emotional repatterning. Clear. Find out what's that limiting belief. Because every limiting belief, if you trail it down, it basically has a fear of being unlovable, you know, a fear of being unlovable or not being able to survive. And that's love, because if we're loved, we're taken care of. We're worth it. So it everything goes back to the wound, the original wound. It goes back to separation, just feeling separate, cut off. People that do those kinds of heinous crimes feel alienated. They're cut off. They might be showing a mask, but you can't do that kind of harm to anyone if you feel a connection to yourself, and not only to the other person, but life itself. There's an honoring there. So yes, we're going to see more of this, especially as the energy ramps up, the intensity happens, our world is changing. There's less jobs in certain sectors. It's affecting people financially. There are people are looking like, what is my world? You know, what's happening? I look at the dissolving and the dismantling as something is being, you know, brought up or raised. Just like with the death, there's a rebirth. You know, the leaves fall off the tree, but they come back. You know, the tree is barren, you know, and if the tree, something happens to the tree, you know, it dissolves into matter, into the earth, and something comes from that. So I hope this explains a bit. You know, I'm willing to answer more questions. I really think if you and thank you, Robert. I think you put it in the chat. I appreciate it. It's on Facebook. It's the paradigm shift. What is it? I lay the whole thing out. What we're to do? What's happening? And how is it affecting us? What is it? Why is it happening? You know, and we have these paradigm shifts. You know, we just haven't had one in, I don't know, thousands of years. We're in the Kali Yuga, so I don't, you know, it's been a long time. We're working. And this is why I also love history. You know, I'm a bit of a history buff, and I love the study of words and derivation, so I'm into etymology. When you look at history, you see that we have the same pattern, relating pattern, and a lot of the same ideas and beliefs since the beginning of written history. So in actuality, we're actually improving. Even though there's a lot of this other stuff that's coming out, the barbarism, you know, we are improving. On some level, there is less crime. There may be certain jobs that are going by the wayside, new ones are coming in. We have much more freedom. So I think when you look out of those eyes, you see that, yes, there is a lot that is ending. There is a lot that's uncertain, but there is a lot that's building. And we actually have, if people will wake up, that's what the awakening is. Wake up. You are a soul being. We're all interconnected. Think like a soul being. A soul being thinks of solutions, thinks of creativity, thinks of things to do, not just the problems or focusing on the problems, but the create. We're here to create. We're here to co-create. We're here to express as us, you know, as unique individuals with each other. And part of that expression is love. So I think if you look that way, and, you know, again, I would like to look at the mental, emotional aspect, the physical, the humanitarian or humanistic, the philosophical, but bring in that spiritual, bring in the metaphysical, bring in the quantum. You know, look around, answer your own question, because that's going to give you a sense of certainty and stability, that you know where you're going. You know where we're going. It look, there's certain things going on. On some level, they have to have, it's part of the birthing process. But anyway, the video, it's also on YouTube, on my Lightbeam 21 channel. Or you can Google Paradigm Shift and then Michelle Mache, or you connect with me on Facebook. It's there as well. All right. Yeah, Divine Mystic. Clear. Yeah, well, that's what we're all doing. Not, we're doing it. You know what? It's like the Native Americans saying, of seven generations. Some of us are doing this work in the environmental sector, right? Some of the people are doing it with, you know, environment, climate, political. Some of us are doing the work through the emotions or emotional body to create a new way of relating and being that is healthier, that isn't based on wounding, that isn't based on fear of the other. God and evil, they're evil over there. They're different, so they're evil. Or I hate myself so much, I'm going to punch you in the face. You know what I'm saying? So we are creating, all of us are co-creating through our own individual healing work and coming together in small groups. So it gets charged, so there's a tipping point, so that within the new paradigm, that's the big part of the shift, will be the new way of relating. That's what we're all here on this earth plane. It's all about relationship. If you look around, it's all about relationship. Self-expression and relationship. Everything can get boiled down to self-expression and relationship. Even the largest companies, it's about relationship and it's about self-expression. Somebody wants to express something. They created something. You know, they created the telephone, right? They created the typewriter. They created the iPhone. They created the dump truck, you know? So I feel that, you know, just kind of those of you that are serious and helping in this way, you're doing it for yourself, your friends, you know, your family, but you're also doing it for the world and for the next and the generations to come, that we have a new blueprint and templates from that we don't have a society anymore based on wounding. Because if you look at our society, it's been based on wounding. All the way back to biblical times, you know, self-flagellation with the priests, you know. I even remember when I was studying first I studied comparative religions, and then when I even started training and studying in, Hinduism and Buddhism, this aesthetic, you know, this that austereness sometimes in some of the sects, you know, some of the dogma, some of the you can't do, they're getting out of the body, you know, meditate to get out, or we're thrown on this earth plane because you did something karmically wrong, you had to come back and relive it. That's all going to be changing up. Once that lightness comes in and the truth, the new information, there's going to be new form, information, a new form is created, which is a new way of living and being. All right, so I will get to email questions other than this, but I had a lot of questions on this, and I just told everybody I'm going to answer it on Awakenings. I'm going to share about it. I welcome your feedback. You can always email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. Oh, and by the way, everyone, it's the show's Awakenings or Awakenings with Michelle Mache. Some people guess I've been putting Awakenings Radio, and I just want to make sure everybody, if everything gets to the right place. I do love sharing with you guys, and I'm just so enjoy that we're all here together, and I appreciate your questions, and, you know, if I don't have an insider answer, our guests always do. there's plenty of that. Oh, and I opened the community page, Awakenings. I'm actually going to dismantle Awakenings, the Path of Soul Alignment, and just keep it as Awakenings, and it's great. There's been some great interaction there. When I first started the Awakenings page on Facebook, Awakenings with Michelle Mache, people could post on the page and we could interact. Then all of a sudden they changed it out, you know, and so people would post things, unless it was me, you know, or posted under me, the people that helped me. I don't know where it went to, some side of the page. I don't know where you couldn't see it. So what I like about the groups is someone can ask a question. I get a little alert or someone posts something. Because I want it to be a community, co-creation as it really is. I wanted the page to be a representation of the community that we are. And the way it works. So you can go to the Awakenings group page and feel free to share and post, ask questions, share what you're going through in awakening as well. How are your awakening? Where are you awakening? How are you awakening? What's the succession of awakening for you? Because I don't want it to be all about me. I want to hear how all of you are doing. And I just think everybody, we have such a wealth of insight and wisdom that other people can benefit by all of you, what you have to share. As well as your own offerings. And Crystal Gold's Retina saying, we love the sharing. Me too, me too. All right, we're going to get to callers. And again, that number is 347-539-5122. Press 1 on your keypad, and we're going to get to 203. Some people weren't patient. They left. 203-430, you're on air.
Hi.
Hello.
Michelle. How are you?
Yes, it's me.
My name is Diana.
Hey, Diana, I'm doing great. How are you? How are
great.
You?
I am doing well.
Good, Diana. Great to hear your voice. And what was your question?
So I'm a little confused, you know, as far as my career and my love life is at the moment. Mm. I was wondering if the spirits have anything for me.
If something feels stalled or stagnant, you're wanting to push through. Is that what I'm hearing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Welcome to the energy of right now. Oh, my God. It is like, I don't know if anybody else is feeling this. Hello in the chat. Let me know. Diana, you're falling in this energy pattern that we have due to the eclipses that we had, the lunar and the solar, as well as that little retrograde that was in there. Things should keep moving more around mid-October, but here's what's happening for everyone, is there's major lifestyle and life changes coming up from October to the end of the year. For some, it's going to go into January, but this October, just expect, you know, people getting together, breaking apart, divorce, getting married all of a sudden, you know, running away with a chauffeur, whatever. You know what I mean? Moving, selling a place, moving into something. Because what's happening, there was a new energy pattern that actually got ushered in, represented by the eclipse. It had already started happening, but it was like a flashlight. You know, you turn on the flashlight and you move it over and all of a sudden there it is, brighter, you know? So I feel you're falling into that. It's about getting clear about what it is that you really want. Now, I do feel there is a relationship in the offing for you, but you're not sure what's going on with it is what I'm hearing.
I'm not sure. Like, I mean, I'm talking to a few guys, but nothing serious, you know?
Nothing
so
yet.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I would say you should know within the next few months. It could be one of these guys or there's somebody new. Is one of these guys kind of taller and to have dark hair? Or is that someone new?
Yes. I guess that's kind of old.
Yeah, but is it kind of wavy a little bit? I don't know. I feel darker hair.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really, like, interested, but it's there.
In that one. Okay. It's always the ones you're not interested. I shouldn't say that. Take it back. Cancel.
Like, it's, I just don't.
Tell me. Because he's, I feel like he's into you, very much into you, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. What I see. Okay.
Like, he's a great guy, but sometimes he just comes off with these negative energies that I just don't have the time for. So I just, you know, kind of want to push it all away. Like, no. Yeah. Kind of a Debbie Downer.
Yeah. Shift, you know, the thing is, a lot of times we get paired with people like that. The lighter you are, you know, opposites to complementary sometimes attract, you know. I always say work on yourself and then see, you know, that helps shift the energy, you know, repattern, do some work on yourself, even meditation. He's going to be coming on a bit stronger. He's the one that's reading the strongest around you. And of course, you're an upper, so he's like, he wants to spend time around you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you're going to be with him, but right now that's the one that's coming up. Let's see. You know, it's a good thing. You know, when people are down or depressed, they know a good thing. They want to be with somebody that's, if they're smart.
True.
They don't want to be with, you know, pity pod little party. A little pity party. They want to get, the problem is when they don't shift. Now, sometimes people, you definitely have a relationship coming up. Sometimes people shift. You know, we all get down, get depressed, even when we shift. Some people reside there. For Diane, as far as dating, let's see. So serious, relationship. That's what I thought. Looking more like November. Then there's somebody with kind of medium brown or lighter brown hair, and he's not as tall. He's shorter. Who's also going to be, is either around you now or going to be. I'm not sure if it's one of these or somebody, because it's something that happens very quickly. So either one of these guys wakes up, realizes, you know, what the heck am I doing here? Life is supposed to be, you know, fun, having a good time with my girl. It seems to amaze me when people turn things around off, like, you know, anyway. Or somebody else comes in very quickly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It shows it's a quick getting together, boom.
Well, was that the quick ghost to get with?
Well, that's what I mean. Sometimes it could be somebody that you meet and boom, it's just we're dating. This is it. Or is there a guy right now around you with lighter brown hair, not as dark as the other guy's hair? It's actually quite a bit lighter, like a medium brown.
I guess this guy was more of a blonde, but I like went on one date with him and haven't really talked. We just on and off chatting, but nothing serious either.
See, everything's kind of stalled. So it could be that. That's why I'm not sure. It could be that guy, or it's another one that you meet that comes in and boom, that's it. It's a go.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just gonna have to wait out this energy. Believe me, I hate it too. This has not been easy.
It just dawned on me when someone I was talking to, he was like, oh, like, how come you don't have kids? Like, what are you waiting for? So I'm just like, okay. So it got me thinking for a minute. Like, I was so focused on my career. And well, then now, you know.
I've been there. Yeah. But it's time now. See, this is what I'm talking about. There's the changes that are happening now are soul changes. To redirect our energy, therefore our life and our decisions towards those desires that we really want. And that is coming, I swear to all of you. It's hard. It's October to the end of the year and into 2018. 2018, there's going to be tons and tons and tons of big, 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 big changes. Changes that friends are, oh, my God, I can't believe you did. Oh, you're going there. Oh, all right, you moved to Alaska? Wow, you're living in a little hut in, you know, Chiang Mai in Thailand, you know, big life and lifestyle decisions and changes of all kinds. Oh, all right, Diana, keep us in, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Michelle. It was nice chatting with you.
You too. Do some things, some healthy distractions.
Okay.
Read some good books. I mean, really what it is right now for all of us is, what do we do with this energy? We're all restless. We don't have, you know, the same places to put the energy, or we know where we want to put it, but it's not there. And and that worked in the past. It's a very different energy pattern right now. It really is. And plus, we're all being not only guided, but pushed. Something shifted that we can't act from the ego as much anymore. We have to really rely on, you know, like I say, being spirit-led, the higher self, you know, the soul.
Right. So you just got to work on you.
I have it too. Oh, yeah. No, work on you, but do what life is meant. Play, connect with people, talk. Share, you know, it's really, the ego is losing control. It really is. And you can see it on the one hand in like the public sector, the ego is holding on. And I'm saying constructed ego or wounded ego, not the psychological, you know, healthy ego, like of self-esteem or confidence and that kind of thing. But you can see it holding on because it feels the loss of control. It's holding on. And then we have another group of sector of us that are letting it go, even though we want to let it go and merge through the higher self and be the soul, you know, incarnate, you know, let our soul download to us. It's still scary. We're like, wait, I want to connect to my soul, live for my higher self, but not so fast. Let me hold on to the ego just a little bit longer, you know? So, yeah, just enjoy and play things, because when things start shifting, it's going to be very, very quick. It's going to be very quick. All right, Diana, thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Bye. Hi, 404-704, you're on air. Hello.
Hello.
404, you're on air. What's your first name?
Hello.
Yes,
hello.
Hi, what's your first name? Yes, you're on air.
Hi, my name is Nikkei.
What is it?
Nikkei. I didn't think I would get through. Oh, wow.
Nikkei, we got a weird echo or something. Nikkei? Okay, hi, Nikkei.
Hi, I've been listening to your show for years, but this is the first time
I'm
calling in.
Oh, first time caller, but you've been listening a long time? That's great.
Yeah. I'm not sure why I'm nervous though. But my question centered around, I'm in school right now and I'm trying to put a lot of my focus on school, but I've been having a lot of health issues recently. So I'm not sure like what's going on, if it's just the energy that I'm absorbing too much of it, or if it's something personal.
Of not feeling, I can hear it. Are you very down, or is it like flu? I feel like you're very down.
Well, recently I had some issues with my ovaries.
You what? I cannot.
I had to go to the emergency room for a ruptured cyst.
Okay.
But no, I haven't had the flu or like a cold.
Okay. Well, I shouldn't say flu, but it's like flu-like symptoms. They're very like when you can't get motivated or you're exhausted.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like the body. Well, there is an infection. There is something going on. Let's see. It feels like you've had this a while, and it's been in your system, and it's just coming out. And interesting, I'm getting like food or airborne. What did they tell you in the hospital?
They didn't say anything, really.
I really feel like you picked, I don't know. You know, sometimes things are dormant. Hold on, let me just see. I would say the best thing that you could do perhaps is, you know, maybe even work with a naturopath or something, or a holistic doctor. Are you? Okay, good. Because I feel like if you did some kind of cleanse and really, and it doesn't have to be a big, long one. You know, I'm thinking 3 to 5 days or 3 days. and start getting some really good foods in, you know, whole grains, vegetables, soups. Watch the meat for right now.
I've been changing up my diet a lot. And
you
I haven't been. I've been changing up my diet a lot, so I don't eat. I eat a lot of whole grains and stuff and vegetables.
Yeah, but you have. I feel like you have. You there is a there is an because I can see in your aura. It's like a, when I see like a yellowy green, yellowy like a light kind of, kind of like the color that antifreeze looks like. If you know that, except it doesn't have the iridescent. Yeah. So I feel like there's, I mean, it could be caused by stress and worry as well, but I do feel like there is, I don't know if I want to say parasite, but I do feel like there is something that the words I heard is picked up. So it could be like a low-level infection. It could be like a low-level virus, okay? And because I see it floating. So I would say you need to do a little bit of a detox and you need to work on the immune system and work on the blood with blood purifiers like FOT, Pau D'Arco, another one that's helpful. Let me see if anything else is coming to me. Well, you could do food-grade diatomaceous earth to kind of clear stuff out, and then spirulina and chlorella. Spirulina really helps build up the immune system, and chlorella is a good antioxidant and detoxifier.
Okay.
That's what I would suggest. And then your energy is going to pick up as well. You know, something, even the liver is not processing as well. And that the liver, you know, rules our energy. So sometimes what do you know, sometimes you eat something, by the way, because I kept hearing food. Sometimes we eat something and it's maybe a little off or something's in it, you know, maybe preservatives, antibiotic, I don't know. But that's what I'm getting without spending a lot of time because we have other people, you know, I really have to individually tune in. But that's what I'm getting just by generally scanning you.
Okay.
All right, Nikkei.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Big hug. You'll feel
thank
better
you.
Soon. Hi, 520-256, you're on air. 520-256. Hello. 520-256. Okay, maybe they walked away. I don't know. Sometimes I don't know. Divine Mystic, crazy stuff in our foods now for sure. Yeah, you know, I had a client of mine that actually ate at a very good restaurant and actually got sick and was sick for weeks, and it was something in the food. And it's a very good restaurant. It's actually very healthy and a very, you know, wealthy part of town. So you never know. And when I'm tuning in with her, I got food and then also something airborne. So you don't know, something not washed correctly sometimes. I got something one time years and years ago that the guy didn't wash, they didn't wash their hands. Oh, so you just, but sometimes when we push, you know, we're busy and we're doing stuff, you don't notice it and it gets worse. You know, it starts out as a little something and then it can be something else. But anyway, I do feel it turning around for you. Divine Mystic, yeah, you never know. Welcome to the show, Divine Mystic. All right, as always, we have a timely guest. You know, at the beginning of my talk, and I touched on it, these deep wounding personality disorders, deep wounding in all of us. We have to look at this now. Uranus and Aries, ruling the head, the brain. We got to look at, you know, what's the effects on our emotional body to our brain, as well as all our organs, but the brain, what's the connection to the brain, the heart, the mind, thinking, feeling, you know, all of that's converging right now. And especially, I want to say, for those of you that called in about dating, especially if you're dating, people are all over the spectrum. You got to really, I think, you know, now that I've been studying this more, spot these people, not in a way to push them away, but in a way maybe not to get unraveled, right? Anyway, we have back with us author, minister, artist, amazing, amazing being that's bringing a lightness to this topic, but a deep awareness and a lot of good insight and information. We have Kanta Bosniak back with us, and we're going to be talking about bye-bye, Mr. Malicious. Could be Miss, Mrs. or Ms. as well. And kind of how to spot them and what to do. Welcome back, Kanta.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey,
so wonderful to be back. Always fun.
Oh, yeah, so fun to have you back. And, you know, I just find it synchronistic converging, part of the converging flow that with, your book is out, and we have, my estimation, and anybody can freely Google, there's so much information, in our White House, we have a borderline personality disordered individual expressing with malignant narcissistic, not tendency
no
characteristics. Yeah.
He's done so
all
much
the little ones.
To educate people as to what this is just by demonstrating
Because you go, why, how, who does that? Why is that person?
Mm-hmm.
And actually my first, you know, it's very interesting because I think all of us have met a few narcissists in our day. We've all met people, oh, they're with tendencies and some characteristics,
mm-hmm.
and every now and then the overt one.
Yes.
My first encounter with somebody with the borderline was not that long ago, and what got me to do all the research was they would lie, and they would change story of what happened.
All the time.
When I was there, and I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Take hours, and they finally admit, and I'm like, something's lost. So I went and Googled it, and I said, I met this person, and it came up, and every characteristic. So I'm like, wow, this, right? It's
gaslighting.
Pretty amazing. Fascinating. And the wound, it's such an early wounding. And so
it's
many
a really
people
early
power
wounding,
have it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, there are so many people in power because they need power. They seek admiration, seek power, they seek control. I think there are plenty of people in, you know, statesmen and stateswomen who really do want to serve. But I think there's an awful lot of people who seek power positions, whether it's in politics or other forms of power over people.
Even
counselors, unfortunately.
Oh, no, guess what? I met one not that long ago. And I got some good information from him, but then I started looking at the traits, and you know I have your book, and I went, oh, my God. And he's working with a friend of mine. I went, he's a narcissist. I see what he's doing.
Oh,
and I thought, wow. Yeah,
well,
and I'm thinking
said something really – go ahead.
No, tell me. Go, what?
Well, you said something earlier about overt and covert, and I think that's a really important point to make because, you know, you have an overt narcissist, as you said, in the White House who cannot stop congratulating himself, even when it's incredibly inappropriate to do so.
Yeah.
And then you have people who present themselves as kind, compassionate, water wouldn't melt in their mouth type of people, whether they're in public life or whether they are next door. Do you know what I mean? It's like in the culture that you, in your community or whatever. And the operating principle is there's a disconnect between the public persona and the actual person. They're presenting a false persona.
Yes, it's only the
and
people
presenting,
closest.
They need to be, yes, they need to be seen
right.
as perfect. They need to be seen as good people. They will
mm-hmm.
wrap themselves in the flag. They will wrap themselves in religion. And they will also
yes.
sometimes wrap themselves in more, you know, sort of on the other side of the aisle. They'll wrap themselves in liberal ideals when,
yes.
in fact, that's a fake persona as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I noticed, too, it's very hard for them to move out. Of course, we've all been a victim of something. Something happens to us. But they tend to reside there. They tend to dwell
yes.
in a house, cushy with
yes.
With victim cushions and victim blinds
oh,
on the windows.
Yeah.
What? Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the Mr. Malicious type of a person, and it isn't always a Mr. Malicious isn't always a Mr. But for the purposes of most, for the most part, my book is speaking to women because it's such a common problem for women. But,
yes.
You know, to have to, I don't know anyone really who's never, ever dealt with this type of situation. It's usually a boyfriend, husband, whatever. Sometimes I actually encountered one woman recently who told me she's never encountered someone like this. But then she went on to tell me that there are people in her life who are like this, who they just happen to be women. So it,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's an archetype. It's an archetypal. Regardless of whether it's a man or a woman, it is a person who, for whatever reasons of original wounding, and it usually is that. Sometimes they are literally born that way. There is a nature nurture piece of it, but
yes,
we'll call it original wounding for the most part. They are not able to approve of themselves because they were not approved of. There were very strict boundaries that they had to live within, and they saw they couldn't be real. So they became
mm-hmm.
unable to be real and in turn present this perfect persona, which, of course, is false.
Yeah. One of the other things that I noticed is that they also will get with people that they want a piece or a part of that personality or take it on because they would hope to be that
yeah.
way. And then they start, right, adopting the traits or taking it on as their own. It's very bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think,
yeah.
I think on the whole, this sort of... The picture that we see so often for women is that the kind, empathetic, oftentimes intuitive woman, a woman who is
mm-hmm.
very loving and who can see the good in people, I think these guys go after them for a multitude of reasons, one of which
yeah.
is that they really and truly are seeking to be loved. And unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
love cannot be acquired. You can't sort of get with somebody and secure the affection of someone and then take their love. You know,
right.
you can't kidnap love. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
I think they get profoundly disappointed rather quickly when it turns out that the person is a human and is not going to approve of every single thing they do and say. And then
mm-hmm.
the devalue stage sets in.
Mm. You say something I saw on Facebook, and you put why you can't be nice to them.
Yes.
So
you can't be nice to them because should I kind of explain what I mean by that?
Yes, please. You know, and then some
okay.
examples, because what I think if it's in the context of in a dating or relationship or something, but what if they're your boss, you know, or
if
coworker?
They're your boss, you should start looking for a new job.
Wow.
Honestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Because sooner or later, you were not going to be able to escape their ire.
Okay.
And it's not worth the aggravation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not going to be, eventually it's going to be untenable.
Right.
The not nice part really comes in later, though, once the person takes their mask off and starts devaluing you and that sort of thing. It kind of, like, it's not that I'm recommending not being nice, not at all. But I think it's always best to be nice, to be polite, to be considerate. However, this type of personality, once you've crossed them, and their idea of what crossing them entails is very different than a normal person. Once you have crossed them, they perceive even sometimes even just a differing of opinion on something as an existential threat to them, because they're held together with, you know, scotch tape, really, and paper clips. And once they're afraid that their illusion of perfection is about to fall apart, they attack. But in the beginning of, you know, sort of the devalue stage, the first thing that these guys do is present a false persona. And they want to connect with someone, convince that person that they're trustworthy, give the person the hope or the belief that every wound that they've ever had will be healed by being with this man. He has the power to make everything good. Every little piece of painful wounding from early life or whatever is going to be fixed by his wonderfulness. And then when things begin to fall apart, he becomes incredibly nasty and begins to withdraw his affection. And at that stage, in the devalue stage, such a person, if you walk away, and walking away is the only thing that makes any sense to do, then prepare for a smear campaign because it's coming. And that's where not being nice is important to remember.
Because
this type of person does not respect negotiation, compromise, politeness—the only thing that they, the only thing that they respect is power, because they're power beings. I don't mean that they have more power than anyone else. I mean that they're kind of binary:
perceived power,
not power.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They seek power.
Well,
they
I would
seek
say
control.
They want
they seek winning.
They feel underpowered, so they want to power over, and they're not empowered. That's the problem. They don't have real power, which is, to me, empowerment.
They have no real
not
power,
empowered.
Because real power resides inside you. So to
whatever
extent you're vulnerable to thinking that another person can heal your wounds, you're vulnerable to a person like this, and he will come after the kind, intuitive woman who has some original wounds that she hasn't addressed. And she thinks that he can, being with him is going to make it all better. And actually, you were talking before I came on, you were, as always, there's always something that you're talking about that's like perfect. I think that getting with someone like this, even though it's not the most pleasant experience in the world, is really an opportunity to heal those original wounds, not because he's going to do it, but because when you when you are in acknowledgement, and that is the hardest, that is absolutely no question the hardest stage, you know, right at the beginning, really, or close to the beginning of your process, you have to move forward, you have to be willing to come out of denial. And why it's so difficult is not only that you have to be willing to come out of denial that this is a nice person, that this is a person who is as presented, but you also have to be willing to come out of denial that this person, all of your hopes and dreams for the relationship, you know, and all of your hopes and dreams that you can change your story by being with him, or all of your hopes and dreams that you can fix him and make him be different from whoever it was that hurt you to begin with. You have to let go of it, and you have to be willing to acknowledge, in acknowledgement, you have to be willing that to understand that you have a problem that needs to be healed.
Now, Denise put something in the chat, and it to me it correlated what we were talking about earlier with the new, you know, paradigm, the deeper healing work I think that everybody's doing and the repathing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she put in the chat, and I want to see your take on this, and it's so true. Most of our parents were based on this model. Most of us came from borderline personality disordered individuals or two narcissists or at least one good narcissist and a codependent enabler, you know. Right. And we became little, you know, I remember as a kid, probably one of the, when I look back, I go, because I came in psychic, I came in intuitive, but that was also my escape, you know, and I'm sure it got better and better because and astral projecting, I didn't want to be there. I used to astral project as a kid, and then I went to the library to see what I was doing because I would see myself like looking down at the phone, you know, by my bed or looking down at my books. I was reading, and I'm like, wow, that's cool. What am I doing? I was like, get me out of here. So I think
Denise
brings up a
good
point.
Do I ever relate to that?
Do you talk to I can't leave physically. We're going to that lovely little place.
We're going to travel now.
That's right. So I think she brings up a good point. If you look back through recorded history, this has been the template.
It has, and I think now
peasants, regular folks, kings and queens.
Yeah.
Now what do you think?
Now we're at a beautiful time. I see it as a time that this is being flipped because everything is out in the open.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's like right there, and we can see it's all of that misogynistic nonsense that's been subterranean is no longer subterranean. It's right there, front and center, and you
absolutely.
Know. Absolutely. The part of the counterpart to Mr. Malicious is I call her Miss Powerless. And, you know, she's the one that kind of goes along. She doesn't want to rock the boat. She retreats into, she kind of, in a way, uses, as you were talking about, I mean, I think as a child, that's a very good strategy, you know, going into a spiritual state. But as an adult, not so much. I mean, it's certainly good to go into spiritual states because you want to and because it's fun and because it's our natural, it's part of, you know, healthy living, really. But it's not, as an adult, it's not a good strategy for life, you know, to retreat like that and be a cloud floater when you've got issues around you that need to be addressed. So right now, I think what's happening is, and you know, we kind of talk more about the cultural aspects in part one, and now we're a little more talking about in a personal relationship. But nonetheless, I do think that what's going on in our culture is that paradigm, that sort of patriarchal paradigm, it's about to be flipped. It's being flipped, really, because so many people who were Miss Powerless, who were modeling or acting Miss Powerless to some extent or another, are coming out of the woodwork. and just saying, no, no, that's, it's really not okay, and we're going to be heard. You know, so it's in the culture. Not only is it an opportunity in our culture right now to balance this, and it isn't only women who are helping to balance it, it's men of goodwill as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also an opportunity in a personal relationship when this occurs to balance your own self and develop, you know, that which we might refer to as the healthy masculine or the divine masculine, that sort of healthy warrior, that self-protectiveness, that part of you that can strategize and make change and initiate things. It's important to balance that and to own it within yourself and balance it with your kindness, your compassion, your spirituality. When you've got that stronger part, that backbone within you, then it can protect and create a container within which your healthy feminine, you know, that juicy part of you that loves, that's compassionate, that's spiritual, that's empathetic, that's creative, she can be in her glory if she has, you know, a balance of that protectiveness within you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, you just answered something that I was wondering, because when I tuned in, I mentioned it at the beginning of the program, but I didn't get the correlation until what you just shared, Kanta, and that is, when I found out, and by the way, like, for, you know, in the States, you know, Hillary actually was going to get in. And I actually even had some, like, insider information from someone that worked in the political arena. I can't divulge who, and it's
of course
acquaintance,
not.
But yeah. But when I tuned in with my guys a couple weeks before, they said that Trump was getting in, and he was the one that the what's his name, Nostradamus, was talking about, and that it was to take a shift. This was to help, you know, speed things up. You know, and I won't get into the whole thing.
Yeah,
just the distilled version.
Yeah, I get that.
And I said, and I wondered why. And they, you know, I asked, and they said, it's not the other, that we, it's the light workers. We haven't been doing the deeper work that needs to happen. We've been wanting to stay away from these people and say, oh, you're horrible, put them on an aisle. Get rid-. You know, they didn't say that, but they explained it in that way, that, you know, it's, and you know, it reminds me too, what a therapist once told me, is like, you're doing all the change. Why do you expect other people to change that aren't in therapy or can't see this? So what I'm hearing from you, it's really up to us that are the empaths, that are the caretakers, light workers, whatever. It's up to us to do the work, because not only are they not going
to change ourselves.
Change
ourselves. It's up to us to up that part of us that has agency and that has a voice.
Yeah.
You know, it's up to us to stop.
But what you said, because of the right, but I think it's also because of the powerlessness, because we actually do have the true power empowerment. We have a lot of power.
You bet.
But a lot of times, right, I can't tell you how many times I have said to people, or people say, well, I didn't know what to do. And, you know, like one person, this person that is an NPD, and they said, what should I do? I said, stop enabling. I'm like, I'm the only one that's standing up to this person. And they're like, well, we didn't. And I go, you see he's doing crazy behavior, but you tolerate it or go, oh, that's just how he is. Or that. And I go, no, that's not just how he is. That's what I'm talking about, content. What is that about?
Back to your first question about, you know, what is this about not being nice? It's like, the thing is with it, and you know what? I interrupted you. I'm going to be quiet for a second. Did you have a thought?
No, you're right. The power, right.
So
that's what it is.
It's like the enabling thing. It's like these people use your politeness against you if you let them.
Okay?
And the thing is, they're
okay.
counting on you to be polite. They're counting on you to be considerate. They're counting on you to give them the benefit.
Wow.
They're counting on you to always see their potential and hold that in the light, but not actually see their behavior. And so they're operating on a different system
okay.
than we are.
Yeah.
And so the thing is, I think part of the thing is that we need to understand the difference between spirituality and enabling. True spirituality
yes.
is not attached. You can be compassion is all get out for someone and hold them in the light and pray for them. I mean, affirmative prayer, not begging prayer. You can know that they're on their way towards enlightenment. It's just they're not in the same place that you are. And what they're doing cannot be accepted. So you
yeah.
can hold them in compassion on the spiritual level. And on the
right.
human level, you can say, no, that's not going to go. If they are interfering with your health, happiness, safety, and as well,
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, we're not just here to, I got mind jack. You know, if they're interfering with the health,
mm-hmm.
well-being, safety, and human rights of others, I think
mm-hmm.
we need to put our air mask on first and take care of the immediate
yeah.
situation. And when we have reached a place of happiness and joy in our lives and we're doing okay, you know, the cup runs over, you look to your neighbors, you know, and
mm-hmm.
You do care for what's going on in Puerto Rico, for example.
Right.
You do care for your neighbors.
Right.
So did you see the girl? What was it? The girl with the dragon tattoo?
Yes, yes.
In the
yes.
American version, do you remember when for the lack of a better word, I'm going to say the villain.
Yeah.
Says to the other fellow. I got you into my power because you were
mm-hmm.
polite, because I invited you in and you said yes.
Yes, that's right. Yes, that's right. That's so good, you guys. If you saw that movie, I remember. I just got the total visual because he didn't want to go in, and it shows him stopping, you know, like hesitating. He wasn't going to go in, and then
yes.
because he was
and then he
a lot, yes.
to his own,
he's,
you know. But the thing is, when somebody
yeah.
when somebody's operating from a purely predatory perspective,
oh, so
then
true.
You actually don't need to be polite to them when they're trying to prey on you. It's okay to say no.
Right.
It's okay to not respond at all. It's okay to do no contact. It's okay to do whatever
yeah.
makes actual sense in the circumstances, and you have to ask yourself, does it make sense? Does it, if say
mm-hmm.
someone is, you know, we'll jump forward in the sort of timeline of these weird relationships, jumping forward to the place where you say, no, I'm walking
mm-hmm.
away now. This type of person doesn't want you to break up with him. He'll try to woo you back so that he can break up with you. And it's perfectly
mm-hmm.
okay if you get that email or that phone call to not take it.
Right.
It's not polite to not take it. It's not polite to not respond to an email, but it wasn't a polite email. It wasn't a polite phone call. You don't
mm-hmm.
have to take it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's looking at the motives. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's the motives.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's what I think intent and motive.
Yes, they have no boundaries.
Right.
It's with them. It's about what's mine is mine. What's yours is mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to help myself. whether it's your money, whether it's your personal property, whether it's whatever it is. And so it's really okay to say no. It's really perfectly okay to not negotiate whatsoever.
And there's the healing that also that it's getting comfortable saying no. And I think what you said is so profound, that the nice, you know, the being, you know. And obviously there's it's men and women carrying it, but most women, we've been taught, I can't tell you how many times as a kid, well, that wasn't nice. Especially as a psychic, I would see things that my parents would be like, why'd you say that? That's not nice. And then it would be something that was true, you know, and I'm like, you know, we're groomed to be we're groomed to be polite, you know, all the way to the guillotine, you know.
We are.
Let me bring some
we
tea.
We are.
But...
Yeah. Well, as particularly as women, we're groomed to be polite and accommodating and so on and so on and so on.
Yeah.
And that doesn't really serve us very well. I mean, I think there's certainly it's nice if you if the circumstances merit it. It's you know obviously better to be polite than not. It's better to be considerate than not. But the circumstances don't always merit it. And the thing is, I know this because we share some training in how the subconscious mind works. But when you set a boundary, whatever you do or say, your subconscious mind is listening. So when you do something that is out of your unhealthy pattern, it's going to feel weird.
Right.
It's going to feel weird not to take that call. It's going to feel weird, you know. However, you're undoing the negative pattern, and you're instilling another, you're anchoring another healthier one, and every single time you do it, it's going to get easier and easier and easier until you don't even really think about it.
I like that. So that's a good thing for people to know, that they might feel, you know, uncomfortable
awkward.
In the beginning. Awkward. Yeah. But to
or
stick
even
with it
a
because they're breaking
how,
that
pattern. Oh, my God, what did I just do? Oh, my God. But, you know, you just did something that was a healthy thing, and it just doesn't feel healthy because if you had done that in your, say, your family of origin, you would have been punished. Mm-hmm. You would have been admonished.
Yeah.
You would have been disapproved of.
Oh, I did
and
do
so
it.
So there's that inner, yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, in that kind of a situation, even if you do it or stick up, you're the scapegoat, you know, so you're living in that bowl, right, that
Yes, it's true. And that also is a pattern that can be undone. You know, that sort of
can't
pattern of thinking that you're a bad person if you take your power in the world and all. Thinking that, you know, that there's something essentially wrong with you. The more you heal that inside part, the less attractive you are to the predators. I do
That's
think,
it,
though,
yeah.
you know, for me, in the circumstance that inspired this particular book, there certainly was early life wounding, and there were sort of, it played out in various ways throughout my life. But throughout my life, starting from age 17, I made a very conscious effort to heal myself and to self-actualize. So by the time I actually encountered this person who kind of inspired, like this experience that inspired this, I was in my mid-late 50s. And I had already outgrown this situation before it even happened. So it didn't take me long. And once it happened, it was like there was, of course, it's not easy or fun in any circumstance at any time of your life, but it was really more like, okay, this was disappointing, but I already knew that I was a good, you know what I mean? It's like, I just wasn't going to put up with that kind of behavior. And what ended up, you know, the light bulb that went on for me was, oh, this is really interesting. My intellectual curiosity was triggered, And I began to do research into this phenomenon. And, of course, then I look back to how it has, you know, played out previously in my life and, you know, began to talk with other people, you know, and interview them for the book. But I think the more you own your own power and strength and you know that you're a good person, the less terrible this sort of situation will be for you, and the quicker you're going to get through it.
The quicker you'll get through by taking your power. Well, and I think it's breaking those early patterns, because it can be kind of insidious, because even if you are pretty, you know, empowered or, you know, when I had my experience and I had done a lot of therapy, a lot of work, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, how could this be happening now?
because there are two reasons.
Tell me why.
Because there are always little places that you can heal.
Okay.
And that's one. And the other is, it's pretty simple. They are consummate actors.
Masters.
And I asked myself that question.
Yeah.
Like, I'm an intuitive person.
Yeah.
How could I have possibly been fooled? Well, here's the deal.
Yeah.
The that type of person becomes a mimic of normal emotion. They don't really have emotion like you and I do, because they don't have access to their heart. But they look at they study what normal emotion looks like, and they give a reasonable facsimile thereof. Even the world's leading authority on psychopathy has admitted that he's been fooled. So.
I can't believe
you know what I mean?
Research how many psychologists and psychiatrists have been fooled, and you know what's interesting? It's not the ones with the tendencies or characteristics. It's the full blown. They are masterful. I mean, wow. They're really hiding that wound. And you're right, they really do the mimicking. That's one thing now that I look for. When somebody's mimicking and I can tell that it's not really what they're about, or it's someplace where they want to be, but they're so far from, but they're believing it, that to me is a big indicator. Oh, the Mind Mystic is asking, is Kanta's book only in Kindle version? I believe
it is.
Yes.
It is, but
here's
the deal with that. If you don't have a Kindle, it's okay. Amazon is awesome.
Okay.
They will help you, and they really will help you. If you call customer service, they will hold your hand through that process. They will help you download the free Kindle app onto your device, whether it's your phone, it's, you know, your computer, your tablet, whatever you want. And so
I don't have Kindle.
Basically, you can have a Kindle.
You don't even need one nowadays. It'll go to a reader, or I don't know what I downloaded, but it just opened right up. Because I don't have Kindle. I think, I don't know, a Mac reader or something. I don't know what it's called. But
yeah, it's anything is available.
Right?
But if you want the Kindle app, they'll give it to you free and help you put it on any device you have. The reason that I did it only on Kindle this time, this is my first. I've done, you know, little books like training manuals for hypnotists and things like that before on Kindle, and only Kindle I'm talking about. But this is my first big book that didn't also have a print version, and the reason was that the print books I've done before had black and white interiors. And so I did black and white line drawings as illustrations. I am an artist as well as a writer. So this is the first one that I wanted it to have luscious color. And it would be prohibitively expensive to do so with
a
print book. I mean,
yeah.
No one would be able to afford it. And I wanted every single woman alive who could be helped by the book to have it. So it's you know, $9.99. I mean, you know, anyone can find that. I mean, it's, you know, it's a deluxe meal at any fast food restaurant, just about. So it's in color. I mean, I thought for a while I would also do a print version, but to do that, I have to drain all the color out of it, and just every cell in my body said, no, don't do it. No. Mm-hmm. So also the other thing is, if for those women who are actually still involved with a guy like this,
right?
What's on your
how do they
phone,
get help?
What's on your, it's private. It's not lying around for him to see it.
What
it's
does that
between
mean?
You and your phone. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah, so if somebody's still in this type of relationship, yeah, this isn't going to be, a red flag. Then Denise is asking, I did not know you could do color pics in Kindle. I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you absolutely can. Yeah, that is really the sole reason chose for the first time ever to do a full-size book only on Kindle. And I'm probably going to keep doing it like this. I may do other occasionally books in print and Kindle, but right now, after all of the books that I've published in with black and white line drawings, to be able to just do the lusciousness of color and, you know, basically what I do is I do paintings, so have the paintings photographed, and then there they are in the books.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the two motifs
that show up
through the book are paintings.
Right. I love, you know, books. But I also love reading things on my iPad or even my phone, but usually iPad, because then I'm out and about. I don't have to bring a bunch of stuff, or I'm traveling. It's there on my iPad, and I'm using that for writing
for
anyway.
Traveling.
Yes,
also,
wonderful for traveling.
You know, for me,
cafe.
It's like I do most of. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I do most of my reading in bed because I've been described as a workaholic. I like to say hardworking. But because I like my work, so it's not like a problem for me. But anyway, I by the time the day is done, I'm ready to relax and just have a good time. So I read in bed, and it's such a luxury to have a Kindle because you don't have that problem of trying to get it in the right light, you know, trying to get yourself in the right position to have the light shine on it because the light's in it. You know, so it's I really
that's true
resisted.
Too. Oh.
Someone gave it to me as a gift, and I just kind of hated it, and then I fell in love with it.
I love it. So parting word. Let's recap. We're talking about 90 seconds. We've got to come back. Oh my God. Okay, we've been talking about Kanta's new book, Kanta Bosniak, Bye Bye Miss Malicious, which you can get on Amazon. What thing I have that I, whatever it was so easy just to download. Maybe it is Kindle. I said it was Kindle for Mac. Oh, it is Kindle for Mac. Whatever. I just found it. Yeah, you buy it and the thing pops, downloads, and then the book is in there somehow.
There it is. You have it.
So 60 seconds. Everything. Great stuff. Thank you. So confirming of things I have learned.
Thank you,
Kanta. Thank you.
Aww.
Great show.
That makes my heart
just
happy. Thank you.
Just a little tidbit as we in the program. I think people should get the book. And it's light. It's funny, but you get the good information of what to look for.
There are even jokes in it.
There's jokes.
I think it's every four chapters or something, there's a page of Mr. Malicious jokes.
Yes. This has been, so just imparting, any one last thing you want to share?
I want to say don't feel embarrassed. Feel honored. Feel honored that the universe gave you an opportunity to grow yourself and to find your power and your voice and your agency. It's a compliment.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Love that. Yeah, feel empowered. And feel you got the situation to move you to your deeper healing and move on. Because there's not much. Once you graduated from this, there's not much more. You really know yourself. That's all I can say.
You know yourself. And
you know
yourself. And there's a level of joy and happiness and juicy femininity that you walk around with, you know, more than ever before in your life.
Yeah, it's the fast way to get to that for sure, the deeper wounding. It boots you out of that, that's for sure.
It does.
Yeah. It does. All right, Claudia, thank you so much for being here. And
thank you for having me. It was so much fun. I will.
Come back soon. All right. Big hug.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, my God, you guys, re-listen. So much information that she gave us, great information. The book is amazing. And like I'm saying, you know, she even says it in the book, it's not just about, you know, men. There's Ms. and Mrs. Malicious as well. But I really think it's a great handbook to have, whether it's personal relationship, you know, business. Maybe you're going into business, partnership, working in a corporation, or maybe you're in that relationship right now. It can actually help you deal, you know, help you make sense of what's going on. Because lightworkers, no more hiding under the rug, under the rock, putting your head in the sand, going in the water to disappear. All right, everyone. Always, it's so great to be with all of you here. This, what a fun time. In the chat, people were asking about Tamara. She will be back on the 18th. Always love connecting with all of you. And for all things Awakenings, whether that's guest suggestions, topic suggestions, you can email me at awakeningsradio or awakeningspodcast.
Welcome
at gmail.com.
to Awakening with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in brave reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
It is. And now we're going to go. But we will always be connected. See you next Wednesday. See you here.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awakening conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.